Chairman, if I might say, I know you're saying about Manningtree Station. I mean, it's on the main line from Norwich. You can go from Norwich, Diss, Ipswich, Manningtree, and on to London. So that's a senior railway station. Plus, you have people from Brantford, from South Suffolk, that come over the border. You have people from Dedham and Langham who rather go across to Manningtree and go to London that way, rather than go to North Station and Colchester. So Manningtree is a major railway station in the north of the district. For the southern half, the trains are not as frequent to London. So,
you don't have to convince me, Councillor Scott. I was coming here tonight, back from Westminster, but I still went to Manningtree and got a lift home to Little Bromley and drove, because that's way, way quicker than getting a train to Clacton, which takes forever. And I don't agree. Tendring is, as many councillors will know, has the most railway stations of any district in the country. But it's only got one mainline station, which is at Manningtree, which is the point I think you make quite well. I'll just ask Mr. Meacham if he wants to come back on some of the other many other points that Councillor Bray made. Mark, I've got you down to speak. Did you want to come in on this? Because I know you're into trains. Go on.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Can I just say how delighted I am that we're talking about railways and trains?
Yeah.
Thank you. In answer to a question that was asked earlier, the council has taken part in surveys. With rail user groups across the district. I'm not trying to compare Wheelie, Thorpe or that kind of thing, but for information, Thorpe Railway Station has more traffic, passenger traffic, than Norwich. There are a huge amount of people that use that station. Yes, I understand the theory of the car, and you validly mentioned that, but not everybody can drive a car. So we have to. Well, it's true. Not everybody can drive a car. In fact, I'm aware of somebody who came here this evening because they can't drive a car and they came by train. So let's not imagine that that's the case. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. That's a very interesting.
Further point, if I may add, we need to look after our railway stations. Alresford's just celebrated its 150th year anniversary. It's just about to lose its building. It's going to be knocked down. The same goes for Kirby, the same goes for Wheelie. We do need to look after these assets to our district. Thank you.
Thank you. If I may just add to that, having spent several evenings and early mornings counting and asking people who did not wish to be asked why they're coming off their train at Thorpe and at Frinton at 1 o'clock in the morning, on cold winter's nights, because that's the time you get the best census, I can tell you that from memory, Frinton on Sea's station is at least 25 to 30% above what Ebola, I refuse to pronounce them until they give us a decent service, Ebola say it is, and Thorpe is much busier than they say it is. Now this has a lot of effect on our district because they're not giving us the level of investment we need, but they're actually a very profitable line.
Okay, we're getting a little bit train obsessed now. I'll come to Councillor Howard, actually, before I come back, and then Councillor Bray, and then I'll come back to Mr. Meacham. Tom.
Thank you, Chair. I'm a little concerned about some of the points that were raised by members of the public, as they do seem to be valid, and I think they're worthy of note. So there was talk about the accuracy of some of these results in the table. Now, I think they may be skewed by the way that they're then looked at when we start talking about how far away you are from walking from things, but the difference was highlighted between Wheelie and Wheelie Heath, and on page 35 it clearly shows that that Wheelie has a primary school and Wheelie Heath doesn't. I believe that was mentioned that that's the other way round, possibly. And also there was the matter of the railway stations as well. So it makes me think that some of these numbers in the right-hand column are in fact therefore probably incorrect. And I wonder that if this is a basic table which is fundamental to the whole document, and it seems to have basic errors in. I may stand corrected if they turn out not to be, but they certainly appear to be. Then it really makes you wonder about the rest of the document. So I think those concerns need to be addressed or answered as to why they are the way they are. And then on the smaller point about railways, it was talked about, and we talked about that a little bit further. Obviously, you know, there are reasons why people use Manningtree. For example, I spent at least 10 years commuting to London, I gave that up because I didn't want to spend 5 hours of every day going backwards and forwards to London. It's simply not worth it. But the problem is that if you went from Harwich, that's another hour because it's half an hour to Manningtree and half an hour back. And that's without the missed connections when you get late trains and then the complete absence of trains on the branch line because of landslips, which we talked about in a different context, which then result in buses or taxis, etc. And it turns a five-hour journey into an eight-hour journey, and it's just ridiculous because you end up going back to work before you've got home. Now, and that's barely a joke. And the issue is that there are people in Harwich that I've known who have moved to Manningtree or over the border to Brantham, quite commonly, so that they can use Manningtree Station, save an awful lot of time out of their life and get a much better quality of life. So if people are moving like that, that does kind of support the argument that putting more houses around some of these other stations isn't going to generate particular growth or demand, because people are actually moving the other way who actually want to use the stations.
I think I can probably answer or point in the direction, because I saw your point about the railway station or the point made by Mr. Dumsday, and the definition on page 34 does say a railway station a primary school, I beg your pardon, inside or within 800 metres walking distance of the settlement boundary, which would mean that if it's not in Wheelie, it's in Wheelie Heath, and it should be appearing on both Wheelie Heath and Wheelie if it's within 800 metres. So that is of itself a potential anomaly. I'll get Mr. Meacham to comment on that in a moment. Councillor Platt, had you said what you wanted to say, or did you want to say, because I had you down on my list, and that's fine, okay. And then I'll come back to Councillor Bray.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I really just wanted to clarify, a lot's been made of railway stations, and just to put it into context, I believe that the number of people using rail rather than road equates to something like 5 or 6%. So whilst I do agree with Councillor Platt that we need to look after our historic railway stations, generally speaking, if we build 1,140 houses, for example, in Wheelie, a very, very small percentage of those people are going to use the rail as against car. We all know that. It's real. So it's all very well saying there's a railway station, but if one person moved into each house, potentially 50 of them would use the rail and 950 would use a car. That's realistic. That's the real world, and I'm just trying to get it into the real world. Also, if I can add to that, an awful lot's being made of the 800 metres. I've actually taken the trouble to go up to McDonald's on the roundabout at Wheelie and go down to the railway station and to the school, and I believe that exceeds 800 metres in exactly the same way as it does in Thorpe. So whoever said it's less than 800 metres, you need to have your mileometer sorted. It's more. Thank you.
Okay. Councillor Stevenson.
Thank you, Chairman. It's really following on from Councillor Howard about the tables, really, in Appendix 2. I've got a couple of points that I've really got a problem with. These are the tables that are used to basically form the overall decision of what goes where. One of the first points I was going to bring up is why are employment shops, services, public transport given greater weight than education and health? Given the backdrop of the reports in June 2015 of declining health figures and our education scores also being on or below the national average, I'm curious why we are given more priority to whether a settlement has a train station rather than a doctor or a school.
Can we not clap at every little point, please, in the public gallery? Because it's really disrupting. Hang on, because it's disrupting the thought processes of people who are trying to listen to this and make decisions on it. I appreciate, you know, that people have strong feelings about this, but if we could try and just moderate it a bit. Thanks, Mark.
Okay, thank you, Chairman.